Sacred Woman, A Guide to Healing the Feminine Body, Mind, and Spirit by Queen Afua. Part 3, Chapter 10, Gateway 5, Sacred Space. Beginning on page 247. Sacred Space Altar Work. Face your heart to the east, to the rising sun. There's a diagram here that just shows you how to set up your altar. Mount pictures on the wall above altar. A picture of spiritual guardian, picture of ancestor, picture of sacred self, picture of elder, picture of contemporary. Add a feather for air, anointing oil, lavender, baptism bowl for water, ankh for eternal life or other sacred symbol for the spirit, purple candle for fire, white carnations for earth, sacred stones, indigo, sapphire. Food for your ancestors, corn, rice, fruits, vegetables, etc. Release from the altar after 24 hours. Place a small broom by your altar. A cinnamon broom is preferred. Sacred tablecloth, purple, and scarf to wear during prayer. Sacred color cloth to lay before altar. Sacred instruments to be played as you pray. Gateway 5. Sacred Space Daily Spiritual Observances. Gateway Element Air. Sacred space will clear out cluttered space, confusion, and loss. Sacred space will assist you in bringing your home and workspace into divine clean order that will create balance and harmony within and throughout your life. Nebhet, the spiritual guardian of sacred space, will bring you peace, stability, and nurturing. She will purify our sacred place from within and without, for our physical surroundings reflect our inner world. Gateway 5, sacred space represents the atmosphere, our environment, our surroundings. It will eliminate space blockages in the body temple, constipation, worms, toxicity, polyps. Spiritual exercises of ascension are to be performed daily for 7 days, the number for the spirit. This will awaken your inner gateways of divinity so that you may blossom into your full sacred center. 1. The spiritual bath. A bath with lavender oil supports intuition, aliveness, imagination, clairvoyance, concentration, peace of mind, wisdom, and devotion. Lavender oil helps to promote concentration. It clears the mind, creating inner space for clarity and a peaceful state of consciousness. It helps to eliminate lack of concentration, fear, headaches, eye problems, and being overly detached from the world. When bathing, add 4 to 6 drops of lavender oil into your bath water. 2. Your altar. Set up your sacred altar on the first day of your entry into this gateway. You may set up your altar according to your own spiritual or religious beliefs. See page 26. Sit before your altar quietly and meditatively on the floor, on a pillow, or in a chair. Also add a few drops of lavender oil to your baptism bowl on your altar and sprinkle a few drops around your prayer space. Anoint the lavender oil. Select only pure essential oils. Use lavender oil to anoint your crown, forehead, the body temple gateway of supreme spirituality, the heart, the body temple gateway of compassion and divine love, womb area, palms, to make everything you touch become more sacred and bottoms of your feet to spiritually align yourself for stepping out in power, promise, and faith. 3. Opening the gateway. To invoke each gateway's spiritual guardian, you may use whatever words pour from your heart. For example, here's a prayer that might be used at Gateway 5. Nebhet, sacred and divine spiritual guardians of sacred space, please accept my deepest gratitude for your healing presence on my altar and in my life. Thank you for your guidance and inspiration and for your love and blessings. And please accept my love and blessings in return. Hetepu. As you offer your prayers simultaneously, shake, ring, beat, or rattle a sacred instrument to awaken the netter that is indwelling. Libation. Pour a libation for the sacred space gateway from a cup or sprinkle water from a bowl into the earth or into a plant as you call out this prayer of adoration. Pour a libation as you say, all praise and adoration to the spiritual guardian, Nebhet, protector of sacred space. Pour a libation as you say, all praise and adoration to the ancestor of sacred space, Queen Nefertiti Ahmes. Pour a libation as you say all praise and adoration to the elder of sacred space, Barbara Ann Tier. Pour a libation as you say all praise and adoration to my divine self and my contemporary divine sister, Queen Afua Mut Nebhet, who honors sacred space. 5. Sacred Woman Spirit Prayer. Ring a bell or play another sacred instrument in the beginning and end of the prayer. Sacred Spirit, hold me near, close to your bosom. Protect me from all harm and fear beneath the stones of life. Direct my steps in the right way as I journey through this vision. Sacred Spirit, surround me in your most absolute perfect light. Anoint me in your sacred purity, peace, and divine insight. Bless me truly. Bless me as I share this sacred life. Teach me, Sacred Spirit, to be in tune with the universe. Teach me how to heal with the inner and outer elements of air, fire, water, and earth. 6. Sacred Space Prayer. Shake bells, beat a sacred drum, or play another instrument in the beginning and ending of the prayer. Divine Creator, assist me in keeping my inner and outer space sacred and clean, whether the space is in my body, in my home, my office, or at play. May all the space in me and around me be free of clutter, confusion, and dismay. May my environment be pure, open, and in divine order as the sky, ocean, sun, and planet Earth were in its early days when the world was clean and whole. May we respect nature, our environment, and our space and return to purity as it was in the beginning. May my space always emanate serenity so that you, Creator, may dwell there today. I deem my space a sacred space. 7. Chant, Hesi. Chant this, Hesi, 4 times. I am a sacred woman, Nukpu Natur Met. I am a sacred woman, Nukpu Natur Hemp. I am a sacred woman, Nukpu Natur Hemp. 8. Fire Breaths. Prepare for fire breathing by slowly inhaling 4 times and exhaling 4 times. Then, when totally at ease, begin your 600 fire breaths. Inhale deeply like a pump through your nostrils, mouth closed. As you expand the breath down into the abdomen, then back up to the chest, and then exhale fully out as your abdomen contracts in and the lungs release your breath completely. Repeat this breath rapidly and release your breath completely in and out, in and out. Allow each deep fire breath to represent the opening of the thousand lotus petals of illumination and radiance to reach Nefer Atum, the ultimate African lotus station of divinity. Gateway 5, Sacred Space Meditation. Number 9. Increase the length of time you spend in meditation every 7 days. The longer you are in meditation, the deeper your inner peace will be, and the more solid your Ba spirit will become. The cleaner your body temple, the sooner it will be able to live permanently in the peace and inner balance of the meditative state. Sit on a lotus bed of divinity, the very core of your sacred center. Breathe in Nebhet, the guardian lady of the divine house on earth, who comes from the heavenly realms. Fill your inner house with purple light as you become one with the light that is indwelling. Inhale, then breathe out of your sacred space internally and externally as you envision confusion, disarray, and uncleanliness leaving through your breath. Repeat 7 times. Color visualization. Visualize the color purple for spiritual liberation as you perform your meditation. Wear purple and or place a purple cloth on the altar. Sacred stone meditation. While in meditation, hold an indigo sapphire in your palm over your center. This is the sacred healing stone of this gateway, and it helps to transform and raise the soul into the higher realms, making your inner space more peaceful and meditative. 10. Herbal tonics. Drink Gotu Kola herbal tea. Parts used: seeds, nuts, and roots. Gotu Kola is the memory herb. When used with cayenne, it stimulates blood circulation in the brain, helping to create a clear and more efficient inner space so that clarity will manifest externally. Drink your herb tea for 7 days to receive the full benefit of tuning you to Gateway 5. Enjoy your herb tea in your favorite mug during or after spiritual writing. Preparation. Use 1 tea bag to 1 cup of water. Boil 1 cup of water in a glass, clay, or stainless steel pot. Turn off flame and add 1 tea bag to steep before or after your morning bath or sacred shower. Strain herbs from water, then drink with joy and peace as you breathe between sips and settle into easy contemplation and reflection. 11. Flower essences. To deepen your experience of Gateway 5, choose from the following flower essences. Take 4 drops 4 times per day directly on or under the tongue, or add the same amount to a small glass of purified water and sip. For instructions on how to choose flower essences, see pages 30 to 31. Indian paintbrush. Addresses issue of scattered or disheveled quality in living environment. Mountain pennyroyal, to purify home or environment, especially when contaminated by negative energies. Iris helps address drab, dull, or ugly living environment, inattention to color and form. Canon Dudley helps address the inability to identify with ordinary household tasks or daily living responsibilities. Star Tulip, allowing home to become a source of soul experience. Sagebrush, purifying and simplifying one's lifestyle, especially when surroundings are congested and disorderly. Shasta Daisy, bringing parts of living environment into greater wholeness and relatedness, bringing harmony to chaotic or disorderly home. 12. Diet. Follow the Sacred Woman transitional dietary practices presented for Gateways 4 through 6. 13. Sacred Space Journal Writing. This is best done after internal cleansing and or meditation. When you are cleansed and centered, you can receive spiritual messages from the One Most High with grace. When you are in the Spirit, messages travel down through your spirit mind to your heart, into your hand, and into the paper. The best time to receive your spiritually inspired written work is after you have completed your altar work between the hours of 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. Keep your very special pen and journal by, on, or at your altar to work the power, force, and stillness at the coming of dawn, the hour of Nebhet. Affirm your daily life. Writing your journal at this time, thoughts, activities, experiences, and interactions that occur to you. You can also write down your self-inspired hopes, visions, desires, and affirmations so that you will draw from them for help and support when in need. Consult Shesheta. If you find that you are unable to contract your inner voice during your journal work, call Shesheta, the keeper and revealer of secrets, who is indwelling, to assist and speak through you. 14. Sanab, Freedom Shawl, or Quilt. Choose a new piece of cloth that corresponds to the gateway color indicated in Exercise 9 of your daily spiritual observances or in sacred altar work to add to your Sanab, Freedom Shawl, or Quilt. This cloth will serve as a mini canvas to represent your experience and the gateway you're working in. Also, collect meaningful symbols that can be added to your shawl or quilt in applique or patchwork style. You can add stones, other natural objects, collectibles, family heirlooms, photographs that have been reprinted on fabric, or any significant items that embody the essence of your experience. Give your imagination free rein and let your craftswoman spirit tell your story. For more information about the Sanab Freedom Shawl or Quilt, see pages 127 through 129. 15. Sacred Tools. Cinnamon brooms, a small one to place by your altar and a large one to place by your front door. Portable cast iron pot for burning sacred oils. 16. Sacred Reminder. Throughout the week, observe closely the wisdom presented for the gateway you're in. For maximum results, live freely and harmonize with the various systems of wellness and practice the 7-day transformative work at the end of the gateway. Closing Sacred Words. Mother, Father, Creator, help to purify me and keep me sacred. Keep my sacred space in divine order. And here ends the reading on page 251.